efficient. So it is very easy to estimate the error in Euler's method. So all error estimates correspond, because you just get them by doing a Taylor expansion. So you assume that everything that you're dealing with involves can be expanded as a par series in about any given point. So any function y, which is a function of time, can be expanded, and if we wanted at the corresponding time value plus h, so we're going from t0 to t1, which is t0 plus h, can be expanded as a par series in h, so it's going to be h times the derivative, h squared over 2 times the second derivative, and so on. We assume, when we do the discretization, we're doing a par series expansion in h, so that says that whenever we do this expansion, we have an error, which is of order h squared. And so to do a local error if we're in one time step, we assume that x is exact at the initial time. So y is meant to be the exact solution, x the numerical approximation. So we know that y at the point we want to get to is x, which is assumed to be the same as y at the original point, plus h times this derivative, plus an error of order h squared. So as this thing here is precisely Euler's estimate, that says that Euler's estimate and the exact solution differ by order h squared. But this is a local error, because it only comes from this one time step. And so in general, of course, x will not be exact at the initial point. It will have an error. And if you think about it, the time step, the number, we're trying to integrate through a finite region in time. So the number of steps goes like 1 over h. So we have an error of order h squared, a number of steps which goes like 1 over h. The total error is of order h. So that's, and as that's h to the power of 1, this is called a first order method. So Euler's method does work, namely the errors of order, the global error by a naive analysis is of order h. And so something of order h, as h tends to 0, goes to 0, so this does give the right answer. Now, of course, we haven't proved it converged. You can have an error that's of order h, but the coefficients can be so big that the expansion breaks down. That's sort of what would happen in that picture, and so the answer would be formally of order h, but totally wrong. You can rigorously predict, sort of rigorously predicted, as h gets smaller and smaller, eventually h will be so small that you would get the right answer. The trouble is, as it's of order h, that means it's not converging very fast. And so even though it converges, it may not be in practice a fast enough converging fast enough. So the problem with it, neither is the best first order method. In particular, there are much better second and higher order methods which converge a lot faster, and the errors are a lot smaller. The estimate of the error in all methods is always done by doing essentially the trivial local Taylor expansion.